Welcome to another edition of Shattering Myths, the program devoted for the largest segment of society, to those of you around the world who have come to know that all of this planet's political, religious, military, economic, and media institutions are rotten to the core, corrupt, that they have become counterproductive, and that they cannot be fixed. If you would like to join in this discussion, which will begin with my good friend IQ Al-Rasuli, you can do so toll-free, 877-300-7645. It is my pleasure to welcome IQ Al-Rasuli. He is the author of Lifting the Veil, The True Faces of Muhammad and Islam. Although, as my friend would attest, Islam only has one face. It is Muhammad's face. Allah, Muhammad, and Islam, as well as the Quran, are all one. They all come from the same source, that being the most depraved man who ever lived. Muhammad. How are you, my friend?
I'm fine. America isn't.
No. I'm gonna preface this by telling you something that may be one of the few places we disagree. And occasionally, I mean, we never disagree on Islam, but sometimes we disagree on the approach to Islam. Never on the big issues, but sometimes on the things that occur along the way. For the past week, I have been railing against the United States government and its CIA for deploying a tactic that not only never works, but when you stoop to the level of your enemy and you become as bad as they are in terms of your behavior, then you've lost all possibility of being moral, civil, exercising good judgment. You're just at that point evil. But it has rocked the world. What little credibility America once had is now completely shattered. What's your view looking at America from the outside as we reveal that America engaged in torture?
We are going to disagree, you and I, definitely.
Okay.
Because we are fighting an asymmetrical war.
Mm-hmm.
A terrorist has absolutely no rights whatsoever, no human rights. Why?
Let's stop for a moment. In my view, there is, and I think in your view too, there's no such thing as a terrorist. There are Muslims, which are perfect, right? Yeah, no, terrorism is a tactic. You can't be a tactic. Terrorism is a tactic that is perpetrated by either a religion, a political entity, a military entity, but terrorism is a tactic. So if we wish to describe today's terrorist acts, 99.9% of today's deployment of terrorism as a tactic are deployed by Muslims. So you're saying, so what we should say is fundamentalist Muslims have no rights, have no decency.
Agreed.
Would that be fair?
No, we
that be fair?
Agree. I agree
okay.
with you.
Okay.
100%. The minute person is a terrorist, that means he's murdering, slaughtering at will innocent people who have absolutely nothing to do with him.
Right.
He forfeits every right. He has no rights. I can do to him whatever I wish.
You know, while that is that a person, and in today's world, 99.9% of terrorist acts are perpetrated by Muslims. So if a fundamentalist Muslim is engaged in or has committed a terrorist act, I agree that they have no rights, that they have forfeited their rights. That doesn't change the fact that the victim of terror, or those in power where terrorism has been committed, it doesn't mean that they now have no laws. So I have no problem taking a person who's committed an act of terrorism. If you can, and I think you have to use the same procedure we always use. You've got to indict them. You've got to bring evidence against them. You've got to try them in a court of law. And if you can convict them, then you ought to kill them.
Sorry, I can't. I don't have time for that. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah.
I'm dealing with terror.
Mm-hmm.
A terrorist has no rights. I'm not going to go through the process of a civil procedure, which will take him months, years, and only people who will ever gain out of it are the lawyers, both sides of the law.
Yeah, well, we're in complete disagreement here.
I disagree with you, unfortunately.
Well, the fact is that terror has been used. Terror has been used for a very long time. The Romans were terrorists. The Roman Catholics were terrorists. Muslims today are terrorists. The United States, in perpetrating World War II, was a terrorist nation. Terror is a very common tactic. It's been common for a long time. Today, Islam happens to have a monopoly on terror. A complete monopoly, and it's 99.9%. And we agree on that. But there is a tactic that is vastly superior in dealing with Islam. There is a strategy in dealing with Islam that doesn't require the deployment of torture that will absolutely prevail. Now, my view is that, and historical evidence confirms, absolutely, resolutely, without exception, torture never works. Ever. Torture never works. It didn't work in the case of the CIA. It never works. So why do it?
Well, I don't know, because they extracted information that was used later on.
No, they didn't. That is not true. Brennan claims that it's true, and the report that documents, using the CIA's own documents, 6,000 pages of CIA documents describing everything they did, doesn't show one single actionable information of from these enhanced interrogation techniques. Not one. Nothing. Not only did the CIA's use of torture not work, it didn't produce anything that was usable. Nothing. It never has. Never has in human history. Torture never works. It just it degrades the person who's doing it.
I don't know. In World War II, the Germans used it, the Russians used it, the Americans used it, and they got information. There's no question they got information.
Neil,
but they got information. There's no question.
It's just, that when the Germans did torture in World War II, now they didn't. Their use of torture was fairly mitigated in terms of combatants of war. The Germans' torture was primarily against the Jews and the Gypsies, and that form of torture was just for their own personal satisfaction. They were that depraved. The Russians began to torture the civilian population of Germany when they wanted reciprocity for what had happened to them previously. But there really isn't examples. There aren't examples of where anyone has been tortured that has provided useful information. The person being tortured will say anything and do anything. And in the case of these Muslims that we captured, nothing that they said was usable. They come up with any kind of story to make the pain go away, and they did, but none of it was useful.
But we can verify what they are saying. It's not always in cuckoo land. People can verify what they're saying and come back again.
And it didn't work. Well, the first thing I would do is that I am an individual that firmly believes that you can never prevail against a religious enemy using bullets and bombs. All you do is make it worse. And history has proven that time in and time over, and there really are no exceptions. You can't win a religious war with bullets and bombs.
I told you a million times.
Right,
the only
right.
way to destroy Islam is to destroy Muhammad.
And
to destroy Islam and Muhammad is by saying that Allah, by proving that Allah is not God. It would be the end of Islam.
Right. I mean, if any informed and rational person knows that Islam is a complete crock of manure, that the Quran is the worst book ever written, it's wrong historically, it's wrong scientifically, it has no credibility whatsoever. It's plagiarized, it's bastardized, it's twisted, it's uncivilized. It's the worst book ever written. And Muhammad was an overt liar. Muhammad, who's the basis of Islam, was a pedophile. He was a racist. He was he was incestuous. He was a rapist. He was a slave trader. He was a kidnapper. There's no more vile person that's ever lived than Muhammad. Islam is easy to discredit using Islam's own scriptures. Easy to discredit. And words wielded wisely are the most effective tool you can use against Islam. But, you know, you want to deal with Islam, you isolate it, you quarantine it, you declare it illegal. And you declare it illegal because it is illegal. You can't, in any civilized country, inspire people to kill, to kidnap, to rape, to enslave, and yet that's what Islam's Quran does. So Islam needs to be declared illegal, we need to speak out against it, and we need to quarantine it. By quarantining it, we stop doing business with Islamic countries. Just stop. No more weapons. Don't buy any more oil. No more weapons. Stop. And if you were to quarantine it and declare it illegal and speak out against it, Islam would lose its ability to terrorize anybody other than fellow Muslims. And let them do that with sticks and stones. That's the solution. When you go to the level of a Muslim and you begin to torture, if you degrade yourself to the worst of humanity and you torture, then you become no better than your enemy. And you learn nothing that's helpful. You know, IQ, what's helpful, and you know it as well as I do, read your book. If the CIA had read your book, had they read Prophet of Doom, they would have elicited 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times more useful information about how to stop Islamic terrorism than by torturing 1,000 people.
Agreed, 100%. We agree. I had yesterday I had a 2-hour discussion with America, of course.
Yes.
Three people. All they brought to me, what about American Constitution? The American Constitution allows all religion. I said, yes, it allows religious beliefs, mm-hmm. for as long as these religious beliefs do not incite others. You know, they came back with me. They came back and they said, yes, there is freedom of speech also. Bull crap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how can you talk to intelligent human beings like that and get away with it? We can't win, you and I.
Yeah, and what's interesting, first of all, let me congratulate you on that conclusion. That conclusion is where I have been for 10 years. We can't win, you and I. We can and we must do what we do. We must warn people. We must tell them the truth. We must be blunt. We must be bold. We must be courageous. We must leave people without excuse, and we must awaken those who are not comatose. So we're doing the right thing. We will not win. We will not prevail. The stupidity of the response that you received from during your 2-hour discussion is part of why we won't receive. We won't prevail. And IQ, I want to talk about both of those two lame excuses that were given to thwart your plan, because I agree with you, not to them. Welcome back to Shattering Myths. IQ, I want to offer an olive branch in that there is part of this that we agree. I really don't care what happens to a fundamentalist Muslim. They are the most diseased, most vile, most corrosive entity on this planet. So do I care that a fundamentalist Muslim was waterboarded and tormented? No, I don't care. What I care about is what is done in the name of the country that's on the front of my passport. What I care about is what I'm paying for. What I care about is what I'm associated with. And a country that uses torture as a technique is reprehensible. The people who do it are reprehensible. It's unacceptable. And so I care that we did it. I don't care that it doesn't bother me. I mean, you know, when a Muslim in Israel starts throwing Molotov cocktails and is shot in the process, I don't care. It's not a waste of a life. That life was already wasted. There was no chance that it would be prevail. So we agree on the fact that who gives a hoot what happens to a fundamentalist Muslim? They're corrosive, perverted. They have no value. Would you agree in that regard? It's like poisoning a weed.
Yeah. In fact, I mean, I can't disagree with you because they are the least productive, least inventive, least creative in human history. And they are the most destructive.
Right.
They have no value as a human being.
You know, if they were just... Right, right. If they were just the least productive, if they were just the least intelligent, if they were just the least civil, if they were just parasites, that would be one thing. I mean, it would condemn the religion for sure, and it does, but that'd be one thing. But when they perpetrate 99.9% of the world's terrorist acts, the most destructive, when they're mutilating hundreds of millions of little girls, sexually mutilating them, when they're treating women as sex slaves, I view fundamentalist Muslims as being a blight on this earth. Don't really care what happens to them. I wouldn't shed a tear for what they endured. I care that we deployed the most heinous tactic known to humankind. And that we did it, and for the most part, in terms of those who actually did it, George Bush, Dick Cheney, Condoleezza Rice, Brennan, et al., they're not apologetic. I think it further destroyed what was left of America's credibility. I want to speak to the response that you were given, that Islam needs to be declared. I think you and I have come to it's an extraordinary conclusion, and I was not here until a couple of years ago. But I think we share the view that Islam needs to be declared illegal in every non-Islamic majority country, and declared illegal because its doctrine inspires directly and unequivocally criminal behavior. Murder, rape, slavery, kidnapping. And so since it inspires and directs and orders those kinds of behaviors, it needs to be declared illegal. That's the first step. The second step is that we need to quarantine Islam. Those Islamic states, we need to take a different approach, which is to stop doing business with them. No more weapons, no more purchases of oil. And I think if we were to do those two things and get people to read our books and to speak out against Islam using Islam's own scriptures, to focus on who Muhammad and Allah really are and what the Quran actually says and what the Hadith says, Islam would cease to be a threat to the world. We're in complete agreement there, aren't we?
100%, but I would like the Americans to understand what you said.
Yes.
When the other is talking about making them illegal, it is because the Muslims in America and the Muslims in Europe have absolutely no loyalty to the constitutions of these countries or
Right.
to the peoples of these countries.
Right.
That is the most important thing.
Right. Now, some will feign it, but they're lying. And then you see, one of the things about Islam is that, lying in business and lying in government and lying in a court in the United States and in most civilized countries is a crime. In Islam, lying is not a crime. In Islam, lying is actually good. Allah lies. Muhammad lies. Muslims lie. And so the Muslims who feign loyalty and incorporation into America are either A, lying, or they're not very good Muslims. They're really lousy Muslims. When we return, IQ, let's talk about the Constitution of the United States. I want to compare what the responders said regarding free speech and freedom of religion to the Second Amendment, which authorizes the right to keep and bear any kind of weapon. Why did we disregard one and not the other two? I'm at two shattering this. IQ, you're probably one of the few people who've actually read Hitler's Mein Kampf. It is the second most popular book in the Islamic world even today, second only to the Quran. Second only to the Quran. It's called My Struggle. My Jihad is the, Mein Kampf means my struggle. And the Islamic world is called My Jihad. The most famous Muslim of the 1930s and 40s, the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, became a very strong voice within the Nazi movement. Actually led SS units, the only non-German SS units were Muslim. Enormous similarity between Islam and Nazism. Do you know that Mein Kampf is written as a religion? Hitler calls it the people's religion and wrote Mein Kampf to be his religion because he realized that people need a religion to be governed. The United States, when we fought Nazism in World War II, we outlawed Nazis in America, didn't we?
Yes.
Yet Nazism was a religion.
Well, it the wasn't declared a religion, obviously.
Yeah, but it wasn't declared a religion. But if you read Mein Kampf, the founder of Nazism declared it a religion. And the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, Thomas Jefferson was the influence of it, and it says that the government cannot interfere with the people's right to keep and bear arms because a militia is essential to a free republic. That means that the weapons that it was authorizing, that the government couldn't interfere with the people keeping and bearing, would be the kind of weapons used by a military. And yet, all of those weapons are outlawed. We have the Constitution that says you can't outlaw them, and yet they're all outlawed. So here's the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, and we've completely ignored it. The NSA has completely ignored the Fourth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which is no search and seizure without due process. So why would you want, when your very existence is at stake, to uphold a protection of freedom of religion and freedom of speech when the religion is trying to destroy you and the speech is aimed at destroying you, when you're willing to abrogate the other conditions? Why hold to those two and abrogate the other two?
It makes sense. By the way, I need to thank you right now in public. In 10 minutes, you have changed my mind about what you meant by opposing the application of torture. Now I understand you 100%. And I agree with you 100%. Had they listened to you, had they read your book or read my book or listened to people like us, they would not have needed to do any torture. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Quarantining Islam is the first step.
Correct. And speaking out against it and declaring it being illegal in all non-Islamic countries. And by the way, but
teaching it everywhere. Teaching it everywhere, in every school, in every department, in every university.
Yeah. By the way, there's no one in the world that I respect more than I do you, IQ. And you disagreeing with me is doesn't bother me at all, because on the major issues we agree. So the fact that we would disagree on some things is actually healthy for the discussion. And I went into this program today recognizing that your understanding of Islam was such that you would view, as I view, those affected by Islam as being worthless, as having forfeited all rights, as you not caring what happens to them. I share that conclusion. You and I are on exactly the same page. A fundamentalist Muslim is like a cancer cell. They are better gone than alive. I just don't want them killed in my name. I don't want them tortured in my name. I want them declared illegal in my name. I want them exposed and condemned using words in my name. I want them isolated, and we do no business with them in my name. I want the truth and what's morally appropriate. You know, when you have a religion as stupid as Islam, as vile as Islam, it is the perfect opportunity to use our wits, to use truth, to do the right thing.
Yes,
we don't have to do the right or wrong thing.
Yeah, but the trouble we have is that leaders that we have, both in the United States of America and in Europe, are completely out of touch with reality. They didn't even bother to read the Quran.
Yeah, correct.
Not a single one of them ever read the Quran.
Correct.
Not one.
Correct. Yep. We have Glenn, having called in from Philadelphia. He has a question for you, IQ. Let's listen to what Glenn has to say. Hi, Glenn.
Hello, IQ. Wasn't so much a question as I wanted to talk about, you know, the torture of the people. A couple other things, too. You got me thinking about the Second Amendment now as well. And one other thing I was going to mention, since you're a languages kind of guy, I got to say that the EI diphthong takes the A sound, so it's heinous, not heinous. If it were an EI, it could be heinous, but since it's the E's before the I, it's heinous.
Okay.
These people who people can't control where they're born. And I'm thinking a lot of these people who were tortured could might well be what you would call bad Muslims. They might be born there, kind of trapped there, surrounded by the ideology, but not necessarily subscribing to it or ascribing to it, and just kind of trying to live their lives. You know, if you're some guy,
let me answer that question for you. IQ, and I want to get your opinion here too. I have read the case and the European court system. I'm sure you have as well, where the Macedonian citizen was collected by the CIA. He was sodomized. He was tortured for months on end. They finally figured out that they had got the wrong guy, that they mistook his name, and they released him on a street corner. And it went through the European trial, the international trial system, and the U.S. and the CIA was found guilty. And I suspect that there may be 10% of those that we tortured, we misidentified because we're stupid when it comes to Islam. We have no resources there. We have no understanding. But I would suspect that 90% of those that were tortured were scum. What's your view?
Agreed. There's always the innocent. I have never denied the fact that innocent get killed, but what I want to understand that those mass murderers are killing innocent people 24 hours a day as we speak, mostly Christian. Why? Because the Jews were eradicated from the Middle East. The Jews were eradicated from Muslim countries. So what's left? Hindus and Christians. And they are exterminating them. I mean, literally exterminating them.
Yeah,
so for somebody to tell me that some of them are good and some of them bad, forget it. If somebody is a fundamentalist Muslim, he cannot ever be good.
That's correct. That's true. A fundamentalist Muslim is rotten to the core, period. That doesn't mean that everybody that we scooped up was a fundamentalist Muslim because we didn't use Islam as the criterion for determining who we were going to interrogate. Had we done so and had fundamentalist Islam been the criterion, then 100% of those that we interrogated would have been scum. My problem with the approach of, well, we were justified because they do terrible things to innocent people. So do we. You know, because of our invasion of Afghanistan and Iraq, almost 1 million people are dead. We recently bombed an entire village into oblivion because we thought there was one leader there. Now, I realize that they hide behind the skirts of their leadership, but man, when you look at the carnage that the United States has perpetrated, particularly with our drone strikes, I mean, I'm convinced, IQ, that the way that we have gone about this, using bullets and bombs as opposed to words, and fought against a tactic rather than against the real enemy, Islam, that we've served to make a bad situation worse. We've created more enemy than we've eradicated. What do you think?
Yeah, we've been saying this for years and years and years. We have been saying you cannot destroy a belief system by bullets. It is impossible short of exterminating each and every one of them.
Right, and we're not going to do that.
Destroy the belief system itself.
Right. And by the way, the host of a belief system happens to be people. And that's the sad thing about a belief system. Its host are people. It's carried by people, just like the plague is carried by rats and then by fleas. So we have a serious problem. But since it is unlikely that we're going to eradicate the belief system in majority Islamic countries, if we isolate them from the rest of the world, it's kind of like Ebola. And if it devours them, so be it. It's not our responsibility to save it and spread it.
Yesterday, in the 2 hours, I said exactly the same thing. I said, forget about 1,450 million Muslims who live in Muslim-majority states. Concentrate on the Muslims who are in Dar al-Harb, outside Dar al-Islam.
Right, correct. And if you declare their religion illegal, if you expose and condemn Muhammad and Allah and the Quran and Islam in general, using the oldest Islamic sources, then you will render them incapable of perpetrating significant harm.
The Russians are doing it now.
Yeah, that's right. We have Kirk on the line from California. Kirk, do you have a question or comment for IQ?
Well, I did for IQ, but I just was going to say that based on what the government is telling us on why they need this great information they'll get through these horrible acts in order to do it. It seems to me kind of odd because if we got the information, we're always on the side of either the Shias in one case or the Sunnis in the other or the Kurds. And even if we got some great information and we were able to use it to destroy some so-called army, we're still left with another group that's just as bad as the group we just destroyed.
Correct.
You're absolutely right, by the way, 100%.
Yeah.
You're 100% right.
And then we're...
This is why it's useless. This is why they're saying, and now I agree with him. It is useless.
And then it told us we need this so we can kill some leader, and every time they kill a leader, another one pops up. It makes no difference to these people because the ideology is so strong or because they're going to follow Muhammad. It doesn't matter who's in charge.
It's like, you know, but you could kill Muhammad.
Well...
If you killed Muhammad... Then you would kill everything. You'd kill the organism if you simply expose Muhammad for. If you could get people to read the Sirah, the biography of Muhammad collected by Ibn Ishaq, I mean, it's amazing how the oldest biography of Muhammad, which is a collection of the most reputable Islamic sources, depicts the man as a rapist, a pedophile. As being incestuous, as being a mass murderer, as being a kidnapper, a rapist, a liar. I mean, just reprehensible. But IQ, I think we agree on this with Kirk. America can wipe out Al Qaeda, and then you've got the Taliban. We can try to wipe out the Taliban, and then you've got the Islamic State. You wipe out the Islamic State, and you've got Boko Haram. It's just fun with names. The problem is Islam. We'll be back. We're having a conversation with IQ Al-Rasuli. IQ, I was curious, so I looked it up. I have my set of lifting the veil, but I wanted to find out how much it would cost the U.S. government to buy a set for themselves, because it is my contention that reading lifting the veil and reading Prophet of Doom would have provided them with everything they need to know to defend America against Islam. And it's you can buy the entire three-piece set of the three volumes of Lifting the Veil for $71.56 from Amazon. That's how much it would have cost the U.S. government. Prophetofdoom.net is available for free, so they can have both books. And let's say they wanted to print out their copy of Prophet of Doom. They wanted to take it to Kinko's and print it out. $150 rather than billions of dollars, and they would have known infinitely more of actionable intelligence about the enemy that attacked us on 9/11 than they found through torture.
But they still haven't learned anything. Yada.
Correct.
After 15 years, they still have not learned anything. This is the most remarkable thing about our leaders. They haven't learned anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for proving my point. All of the enhanced interrogation techniques, and they haven't learned even yet who the enemy actually is. It's Islam. IQ, it's just mind-boggling, astonishing that we continue to fight a war against a tactic, and we're unwilling to identify the true cause of terrorism worldwide when it is so obvious.
Yes, but when you have even the president of the United States of America, the Muslim, called Obama, well, Barack Hussein Obama, tells you 24 hours a day, Islam and terror have got nothing in common.
Yeah.
He's a pathological liar using taqiyya.
Yeah, but, you know, Hillary Clinton said the same thing, that Islam and the Islamic State, that the Islamic State is not Islamic. The Islamic State is the most Islamic organization on the planet today. And when somebody says something like that, what you need to know is never trust anything they say. If they're going to lie about something like that, where we're deploying weapons of war and deploying troops by the thousands, what else are they going to lie about?
Yada, 3 days ago, the Mufti in the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem made a statement on how the Muslims are going to slaughter the Jews. And then he thanked Allah for ISIS. And Obama says it's got nothing to do with ISIS. And Clinton says nothing to do with ISIS. And Brennan says, the head of the CIA says there's nothing to do with ISIS. So what is ISIS then?
Yeah, the Islamic State is not Islamic, according to the Central Intelligence Agency of the United States. In my view, America is vastly safer without the CIA.
In fact, she's vastly safer without the leadership that we have today.
Oh, of course. Or the leadership that we had yesterday. It is, we have become, the reason that we cannot prevail and we're not going to prevail is because there, those that oppose the truth, those unwilling to study and learn the truth and expose it, are far too powerful and far too many, and the vast majority of common people are way too comatose, way too apathetic. They don't care. And as a result, they're going to be destroyed.
Unfortunately, I have to agree with you in the long term. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. But that still doesn't mean that... Yeah, but you know, still, what you're doing is the single most important thing a person can do. You know, it's one thing to watch the world slowly move towards its own death. It's another thing to know for certain that it's marching to its own death and not to do anything about it. I think we would become the most reprehensible people on the planet if we did not speak out against the menace of Islam.
You know, I believe we are the most superior people on planet Earth, and that has to do with boastfulness. Why?
Yeah.
Because we're sacrificing time, we're sacrificing our health, we're sacrificing our chances of being killed, and our money to try to enlighten people who are not willing to open their ears and eyes.
Right. Yeah, it's a very frustrating experience, although, IQ, I'm going to tell you that while it may be true that the most people who listen are unpersuaded, I will tell you that millions of people around the world have come to an understanding of the truth because of what you and I have done. Hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people around the world have come to reject Islam, have come to oppose Islam, have been alerted to the menace of Islam because of what we have done. Now, the fact that millions have been positively influenced by your courage, by your devotion to this cause, is a great thing. Unfortunately, millions amongst billions means that most remain ignorant, most remain corrupt. Thank you, IQ. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, sir.